Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's Heart 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
Time for our Global Action segment. Our next guest is from Uganda, and she has witnessed the horrors of the civil war there firsthand. Thankfully, though, she's not just standing idly by, hoping that it's just going to pass by. She's actually started an organisation to help the hundreds of child mothers who have been kidnapped by the Lord's Resistance Army there. It's quite a story and it's quite a work. Her name is Alice Mercy and she joins us now. Welcome to Australia, Alice.
Thank you.
Fresh into the country. You've only been here a couple of days and it was quite a long trip from Africa to here, wasn't it? Basically, it took you all week.
Yeah, it took us almost one full week to reach Australia. It's a long trip, but we're happy that you're here.
You grew up in the Acholi tribe in northern Uganda. That's the best way to say it?
Yes.
Acholi tribe. What was your childhood like?
My childhood started, I grew up as a young child in my village up to the age of 12 years, and things started changing from 1986 when we had the civil war and the rebel groups that were fighting the government, the current government. A lot of things was happening, abducting young girls, raping women. And since that time, after the age of 12, my life has not been the same as from the 0 to 12, because we had to spend most of our time in the bush for fear to be abducted by the LRA, the rebel. And we really didn't have time, families sitting together, because every moment the parents have to find where to keep their children, for fear that, you know, they're going to be taken by the rebels, or they're going to be killed, or they're going to be abducted. Yeah, so it was a very difficult life from the age of 12.
12 onwards.
Up to now, I would say, because the war is still continuing, people are still put in a concentrated camp.
Yes, and the Lord's Resistance Army are very much a part of this story, aren't they?
Yeah, for the last 20 years, they've been very active. They would hit and run, and take a lot of children to use and fight, use as fighter, and to take young girls that they use as their wives when they're abducted. And because of that, the government of Uganda made the decisions and brought people in what is called internally displaced person camp, that's IDP camps, that people move from their own village and settle in the trading center, and they're concentrated in one place for the purpose of protection and, you know, from the LRA abduction.
Yeah. At one stage back in 1994, I believe that you actually witnessed 100 of your classmates abducted by the Lord's Resistance Army?
Yeah, and I survived really narrowly.
How?
Over about 30 or 40 girls were abducted, and some of them did not make it up to now. They are still in the LRA. Some of them have been killed. Some of them came as child mothers. They had their babies and they missed out to their educations. Actually, it was just by great luck that, as you know, the process of abducting, people are running away. People are throwing the blankets, the mattresses, anyhow. And that's how we survived, because about four of us were covered with the mattresses, with the blankets. And thank God that they didn't set the house on fire, otherwise we'd be dead. So that's how we survived. The Lord just protected us under his own mercy. What they normally do is they set houses on fire, but this time we survived.
They didn't. Yeah. Boy, they did, oh boy, yeah. So you were spared. Yeah. And when you were 13, I also believe that your entire village was attacked as well?
Yeah. When I was 13, our village was attacked. Almost everybody was killed. And it was so painful for our family, because my grandmother was so old and he could not move. He was blind, he was deaf. And whenever we would go and hide in the bush, we'd leave her in the room, in the house, you know, knowing that the rebel would not do anything to her. So that time the rebel was so wild, and they burnt my grandmother in the house. It was really so painful for the family. And that in that time, they killed over 100 and abducted so many young children in my community.
Boy.
Yeah.
How did you escape that time?
We were in the bush. We had to run very far away, because the communication always so fast. When you hear the rebels are coming, you have to pack and leave the village and go and live, hide in the bush. You leave your own house and go and, you know, find security somewhere in the wilderness. That's what we have been doing.
Did you lose many members of your own family in that attack?
Yeah, my grandmother. Yeah. I lost my stepsister and my own two sisters were killed. And I've about three cousins were abducted. One managed to come back, two are not yet there after now.
Right. So you must, from a very young age, have had to carry a lot of grief and loss about your grandmother and about your sisters and all the other family members. It must also feel like you've been on the run since the age of 12.
It's true. Because since the age of 12, we've never experienced peace in my country. In my part of my village, there's been war. People have been in the camp and people feel very insecure most of the time. And that's the life that many, 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 many of us, including myself and other young women in Pader, northern Uganda, are facing up to now.
So then you get an opportunity to go and study in Kampala?
Yes. I studied counseling and social work in Kampala. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to study there because there were no better education that side.
Okay, but I guess life in Kampala might have been a little bit more stable than life in your village?
Yeah, it was stable, but, you know, by the fact that you've been living in this kind of disrupted life, it was so challenging in Kampala, moving from a war-torn zone to a city. Mm-hmm. It was so difficult to deal with it in a way that, you know, things are difficult, people are different, and you don't know what's going to happen when you go back home. Are you coming back? You always live insecure. Yeah.
So you've gone back to your village now. You've gone back to your community. And now you've started up what is called the Christian Counseling Fellowship. Now, tell me about that.
Yeah, after my studies, I went back to my community because I felt I really have to help my community out of this problem. Because with the basic skills in counseling and social works, I really knew I could do something for the girls. The 20 years of war, a lot of change in people's life. The beliefs, they have lost contact, you know, they really needed connection with God. So we really felt that the only way to help people restore what they have lost is through, you know, the Bible studies.
Yes.
And preaching the word of Christ and the love of Christ. So what we did, we started just counseling the young girls who have seen horrible life, that were abducted. The young girls, we would bring them together and provide them with this, share the word of God, things and praise
build
and worship
up
with them. It's a process of healing. It was too big because I was alone. I couldn't handle all, so we just wanted to start with something small. So we started Christian Counseling Fellowship in 2003 with a group of about 50 girls and their parents. We involved their parents as well. And today we have a network of over 1,000 girls.
Is that right? Mothers. And these are often child mothers. So these are girls that are either as a result of rape or something from 12, 13, 14 years of age have actually had children.
Yeah, they're actually not often, but the girls who suffered abduction, when they're abducted by the LRA, they are used as wives, as sex slaves.
Okay.
And they end up in pregnancy. And once they're pregnant, it's very difficult to keep them in the bush as fighters as well as, you know, because they're always fighting. So the LRA send them back home. And at home, they find life so difficult being young. And besides, we are put in the concentration camps. And the life in the camps is not easy. So most of these young girls find life so difficult that they needed somebody to talk to them, needed somebody to help them. And that's why we are there as Christian Counseling Fellowship to support this girl to restore what they have lost in their life. And, of course, extend other support that's required, like medical, education for their children, food, and engage them doing something that help them, you know, to earn some little money.
You are currently supporting 1,000 girls.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the need is much greater than that, though. How many, do you have any idea how many women currently are needing help?
Oh, there are quite many. I would say maybe after about 2,000 women who are so desperate. The young girls, those are the young girls, over 2,000 young girls who need support.
Right.
Because up to now, we are not able to account for over 1,500 young mothers who are still suspected to be with the LRA.
Right, they're still with the Lord's Resistance Army in the bush somewhere.
Somewhere in the bush. Just at this year alone, we've registered the new girls that we are going to enroll them for our next year program. They're over 400, just in 6 months. Mm.
How many people are helping you with this now, Alice? You're not doing this alone, I hope.
No, no, I'm not alone. I'm not alone in it. We have connections, of course, with the Australian people,
yeah.
Pastor Chris and the Christian City Church. I've known her for the last, they've been coming to Uganda for the last 2 years. I know her for the second time. And they've been praying with us. They've been supporting us. And we have our local community, the women, and the local authority who are really supporting us.
Yes. And any of the girls that you have helped, have they turned out to be then leaders and people who can continue to help you in your work?
Yeah, there are quite about 10 of them.
Good.
They are now training other girls in different skills like tailoring, knitting, and catering.
Alice, just finally, tell me the importance of the Christian faith element to what you do. If you could just be providing the employment opportunities and, you know, the job skills and the practical help and the support and all those kinds of things, why the Christian gospel as well? What change is that bringing?
The most important thing is that the forgiveness, the value I see in the Christian approach is the forgiveness. Many of these children were forced to kill. Many of these girls were sexually abused, and they have this bitterness in their heart. And you know, when you have bitterness, you block Holy Spirit. When you have anger in yourself, you block the blessing of God. So our key point is to help this girl to learn how to forgive, because we believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins. Mm. And whoever has caused them to be in what they are now, it has already taken up on the cross by our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is the most important thing. Because apart from being sexual abused, they are forced to kill their own parents. They are forced to kill their own relatives. Oh. They don't even have capacity to forgive themselves.
Forgiving themselves.
Forgiveness is really a key thing that we see. It's a different approach that we make as Christian in the counseling that we provide to these girls. Yeah. And of course, the overall is the love of Christ. Once you forgive, the love and the amazing grace and the blessing just flow upon them. Mm. And really, they testify.
They're seeing the changes themselves. Yeah. Well, Alice, all I can say is may God bless you in your work.
Thank
and give
you, so
you everything that you need to continue on that great work for the sake of God's name and also for the sake of these girls.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and thank you for hosting me on your radio. Bless your work as well.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to talk to you. That's Alice Mercy. She's the founder of this Christian Counseling Fellowship in Padia in northern Uganda, and she's going to be one of the speakers at the Christian City Church's Every Woman Conference. That's actually just for Sydney folks, unfortunately, this time. ccc.org.au is the website to find out more. And also, if you're feeling moved to support Alice's work in some kind of way, well, I'd encourage you to make contact with Christian City Church as well.
We hope you enjoyed this Heart 1032 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.